songs and written notes when my life was in motion. I must say, you are my one way back home.
Lindsay Libro, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's a real pleasure. Look for her online, wherever you look, for great music, and I hope that we will see you back soon. Thanks for being with us today. Thank you to all of our guests today and to you for being along with us throughout the morning. It was great to have your company throughout the day. Chad Green, a great mix from him. And also, thanks to Ricky, as always, for all of the work that she put together. And let's thank all of our guests, shall we? Melody Kissinger from Bottle Works, their Third Avenue Folk and Arts Festival continues today and tomorrow in Johnstown. Also, thank you to Ryan Walsh of Grow Pittsburgh. The Shiloh Farm Open House is August 9th. Jordan Walker, the spoken word artist you heard about an hour ago. Also, from Youth Chamber Connection, the Atonic Wind Quintet. And once again, thank you to Lindsay Libro. We will meet you right here next week. We hope you'll meet us as well for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Audio over IP.
Gonna last a lifetime. Oh, you better. We had so much rain yesterday. Not only was there smoke on the water, there was water on top of the smoke. Were you caught in that? Oh, my gosh. I guess folks in Westmoreland County really got hammered. I'm seeing some stories in the news this morning. Saying we got 2.5 inches in an hour.
That's what she
said. We'll check today's weather for you in about 10 minutes. This, of course, is Deep Purple on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
Thank you.
thank you to Scott. I believe we are on WRCT right now, which means I can't say any bad language anymore. I have to watch my mouth because, you know, MCC is out there.
Almost forgot,
fellow babies. Booger! RCT. Fortune teller. Can you see what my future's going to be? Can you see it all in your crystal ball? Have you got a dream for me? Fortune teller, is she free? Has she waited just for me? You can see it all in your crystal ball. Tell me that it's meant to be. Tell me, tell me, tell me. Will we meet on a busy corner? Will she know that I'm the one? Just for me, you can see it all in your crystal ball. Tell me that it's meant to be. Tell me, tell me, tell me.
Pop Shop Radio up in Canada. It's a big hit in Canada for Bobby Curtola here on Radio 9. This is Jimmy Jones.
Hey, girl, gather round, because of what I'm putting down. Baby, I'm your handyman. I'm not the kind that you to be. Broken hearts, I know I really can. If your broken hearts need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends, they'll come right into me. Here is the main thing I want to say. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can.
Records with Handyman. We've got some new music coming your way. We're also going to check your weather and some brief messages. Right now, this is Johnny Nash on Radio 9 at 1219. Much more music time.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Johnny Nash and his synthesizer here on Radio 9 at 1222. Much more music time. New music from Conscious Clay coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also, tell you your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Hopefully not like it was yesterday afternoon. Were any of us prepared for that? I mean, rain, yes, but that was a monsoon yesterday afternoon. I got caught in the middle of it right about 6 o'clock. I was trying to pick up a pizza because that's what you do. And I got to the pizza shop, and they were. It's, of course, it's Friday evening, and they're busy. And just as they're getting the orders out, the power went out, and the cash register crashed. And so they gave someone else my pizza. I had somebody else's pizza, and then it took me 45 minutes just to get home from the pizza shop, which is like 5 or 10 minutes from my house. Because the roads were all flooded out, and I thought, well, I might drown. That would be the bad news, of course. Would it be? That would be the bad news. The good news is, at least I would have, I would die eating pizza. Which there's worse ways to go. When it comes to making plans, you are the best. From those delicious barbecues to special birthdays and unforgettable family get-togethers, the same way you plan for those important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster such as a flood, a hurricane, a wildfire, or a tornado. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare your emergency kit. Put a pizza in it, like I did yesterday, and make a family communications plan. Get ready today. Go to ready.gov/plan. That's ready.gov/plan. A public service message brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Put a pizza in it. Some people say that I should put a sock in it.
Bucky's Porch Weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, high near 84. Chance of precipitation 60%. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Mostly cloudy, low of 70. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Partly sunny, 86. Monday, chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Partly sunny and a high of 86. Tuesday, high near 84. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Experience, 75 in Beaver County, 77 in Washington. It's 76 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 73 right now in WRCT with new music from Cautious Clay.
Puffy on the outside, on the inside, I'm a slow child.
From Cautious Clay, here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
When you're driving, make sure that radio's there. And ride with us on a cushion of
together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss
toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Turtles on Radio 9, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber, on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12:30. Here they are, the pride of Beaver County, Pennsylvania. It's the Jaggers.
Hey, girl, I bet you there's someone out to get.
Flip side of that later on in this show. Yesterday we had some rain. Today we've got some rain. Turn that frown upside down and keep it locked right here on WRCT and Tube City Online Radio.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over town. Flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder down,
And flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear the thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
So take a big deep breath of the clean fresh air. Put a smile on your face, be a millionaire. The streets outside.
On the Skyliners on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber.
Go, go, Tiger.
The kids in Bristol are sharp at the pistol. When they do, the Bristol stop. Really something when the joint is jumping. When they do, the Bristol stop.
The Devels here on Radio 9. And this is Jack Jackson any day now, 412-385-7450. Also taking your requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love. And you'll be on.
shouldn't want to keep you if you don't want to stay until you've gone forever. I'll be home. Begging you to stay any day now. When the clock strikes gold, you'll call it off. And then my tears will flow. Then the blue shadows will fall all over town. Oh, any day now, love will let me die.
Hey!
Jimi Hendrix on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
Coming or going, you can be radioing. Radio is everywhere.
Allegheny County Health Department has now confirmed more than 20 cases of monkeypox in the Pittsburgh area. The first case identified occurred on June 30th. Community health care providers that are offering a monkeypox vaccine include Central Outreach Wellness Center. That's at 127 Anderson Street on Pittsburgh's north side. Allies for Health and Wellbeing, 5913 Penn Avenue. That's in Pittsburgh 206. And Metro Community Health Center, 1789 South Braddock Avenue in Swissvale. That is in addition to the Allegheny County Health Department's own immunization clinic. Those are primary care providers who are currently offering the monkeypox vaccine. Vaccine eligibility is determined on a case-by-case basis. For more information, pick up the phone and call 412-687-ACHD.
Please, good guy, hit
me. We're going to check sports and weather in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned for that. If you think this is the five-man electrical band, you're absolutely right.
Here I am again, mama. I'm knocking on your door. To let me in, I swear I won't be the way I was before. Don't you know that I've been thinking about what you told me, rolling it over in my mind. And much to my surprise, I find.
Electrical band here on Radio 9 at 1248. Much more music time. We've got sports and weather coming your way, so stay tuned for that. Of course, FSN News for you at 1 o'clock. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me. Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting 88.3 WIRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice made fresh daily with real fruit, available in more than 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including 3712 Fifth Avenue in Oakland, near the University of Pittsburgh. For more information, visit the website at ritasice.com. And if you're interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on.
Last last night's game against the Pirates and the between the Pirates and the Orioles. Well, it was delayed due to rain, and unfortunately for the Pirates, it wasn't canceled altogether. The Orioles squeaked down a 1-0 win over your Buccos in Baltimore. It's the Bucs and Orioles again today. Game time in Baltimore is at 5:05. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Dodgers over the Padres 8-1 last night. Cards over the Yankees 4-3. Braves over the Mets 9-6. Red Sox over the Royals 7-4. And the Angels beat the Mariners by a score of 4-3. Houston Astros manager Dusty Baker had to sit out last night's game against the Cleveland Guardians due to a positive COVID-19 test. That did not slow down the Astros, who beat the Cleveland Guardians by a score of 9-3. Last night's rain means the third year in a row that Latrobe was without its Friday night lights at Pittsburgh Steelers training camp. Rain began in the area Friday night about 75 minutes before the scheduled 7 p.m. practice under the lights, and ended up being canceled over all the 2020 and 2021 Steelers training camps. Of course, were moved to Pittsburgh out of concerns due to COVID. The athletic director at Greater Latrobe High School said they had hoped to have at least 15,000 fans last night. The Steelers are scheduled to return to practice this afternoon at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. And the University of Pittsburgh reporting that the September 1st backyard brawl with the West Virginia Mountaineers is a complete sellout. According to the Tribune Review, the athletic department announced Friday morning there are no seats remaining for the backyard brawl. The record attendance for a sporting event at the stadium formerly known as Heinz Field was 69,938 for the Penn State Pitt game back in 2016. The Steelers' record attendance is 68,574. They set that during a game against the New England Patriots on December 17th. That, of course, will be the first game for the Pitt Panthers at the newly renamed Acrisure Stadium.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
Acrisure Stadium.
What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Sounds like an antiperspirant. Don't just be sure, be Acrisure. Showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon, mainly after 4 o'clock, mostly cloudy otherwise, with a high of 84 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy, low of 70. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday, partly sunny, 86. Monday, it's more of the same. Showers, thunderstorms, high of 86. Tuesday, chance of showers and a high near 84. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it's 75 in Beaver County, 76 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, it's 73 at WRCT with Warren Zevon.
Gent who ran amok in Kent, Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah, werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Warren Zevon on Radio 9 with new music now from Maggie Rogers. Jimmy Fallon. That's Maggie Rogers. The song is 1-1 off her new album, Surrender. And that's new music here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. This is not new music. These are the string-alongs, and they're going to string us along until news time in just a few seconds. From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber, on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in San Francisco, I'm Ira Spitzer with a look back at the week's top stories. Japan and other G7 nations expressed concern over China's military actions around Taiwan in retaliation for a visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. FSN's Patrick Falk has the details.
Well, the state-run Global Times has been detailing extensively what the military actions are about and what weaponry and other assets have been deployed. And one of the things it's talked about today is how the missiles that were fired from China over Taiwan the day before showed that China had the ability to hit targets in the Philippine Sea like aircraft carriers that may try to intervene. That was without a shadow of a doubt a reference to the USS Ronald Reagan, which has been ordered by the Pentagon to remain in that area to monitor the situation. It is expected to remain tense in the coming days. Separately, reports are saying that Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi canceled a face-to-face meeting with his Japanese counterpart, Yoshimasa Hayashi, on the sidelines of an ASEAN gathering in Cambodia after the G7 issued a statement expressing concern about Beijing's threatening actions.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Russia is ready to discuss a prisoner swap in the case of a detained American basketball star. It came a day after two-time U.S. Olympic gold medalist Brittany Griner was convicted to 9 years in prison in Moscow on drug charges. FSN's Gabriel Fami reports from New York.
The swap would involve a Russian arms dealer considered one of the world's most prolific. Viktor Boot, nicknamed the Merchant of Death, is serving a 25-year sentence in the U.S. for conspiring to kill Americans. The White House came out publicly to offer the swap in recent weeks, but Russia had long said legal due process had to be completed first. The negotiations would take place through a special channel set up by the two countries' presidents. Griner was arrested last winter in Moscow after officials found cannabis oil in her luggage. Her lawyers have said they will appeal her sentence, which might extend the process further.
Three more ships carrying grain left Ukrainian ports. It's the second time ships have left the area under a UN brokered deal with Russia to address the global food crisis. FSN's Sarah Walton reports.
The three ships were granted permission to leave ports on the Black Sea by a joint coordination center run by both Ukrainian and Russian officials, as well as the UN and Turkey. They'll be inspected in Turkish waters before being unloaded at ports in Turkey, as well as Britain and Ireland. It's estimated some 20,000 tons of grain was trapped at Ukrainian ports following Russia's invasion in February. The blockage left some countries' reliance on exports from the region facing starvation and added to rising food prices across the world. The first ship to set sail under the new deal left on Monday, bound for Lebanon.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.